Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Elise Bennett is our guest. She's our good friend, a longtime Brain Trust member. She is the author of a number of books, including The Creative Professional's Guide of Money and other books, including The Designer's Guide to Marketing and Pricing and on and on. She also has a book on shy people and she's our good friend, Elise Bennett. Welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. Good to be here.
What's the title, again, of the shy book?
Stop Pushing Me Around.
That's right. I just don't have it in front of me. Stop Pushing Me Around. That's a good one, too.
Sometimes people think it's called Don't Walk All Over Me.
Well, in their state, was it California? Don't Tread on Me. Or not California.
That's
one
right.
One of the New England states, Don't Tread on Me. Hey, Elise. One of the frustrating things, I think, for just about everybody is when we go somewhere and we meet people and they give us their card and we give them our card and we all make notes on the back of the card. We bring them home wrapped in a rubber band. We lay them on the desk and we have these big plans to do something with all of them. And 6 months later, we look down and there's that stack again.
That's right.
Does that ever happen? That doesn't ever happen to you, does it?
Well, I just came back from the Creative Freelancer Conference in Chicago, and I have two big envelopes of cards.
Yeah.
And it's been almost 2 weeks now, and I'm just starting to go through them and separate them into the different piles of, you know, kind of categories of people and different ways to follow up with them.
But been there, done that. Yeah.
I mean that does happen. But I have to practice what I preach, first of all, and I am also just kind of obsessively compelled to follow up with people.
So what do you do? I mean, you come back, and here's the thing: if you go to an event like that, you're away from work. So when you come back, you got to catch up, right?
That's right.
You got to get caught up and everything, and then before you know it, time slipped by, and before you know it, it's been 2 weeks. Now, do I send them an email? Do I write them a card? What do I do?
Well, actually, you know, one thing I was just thinking as you said that is I feel like I put a lot of pressure on myself to hurry up and follow up, and what that implies is that if I don't do it within a certain amount of time, then it's probably too late. And I see a lot of people kind of using that as a justification to not do it once a certain amount of time has passed.
Right, right.
So I was just thinking that maybe, I've never done this before, but maybe if when we meet someone we say, all right, I'm going to follow up with you. It might take me a month or so.
Right.
But, you know, you will hear from me if it's not urgent especially.
Right.
But, you know, kind of giving oneself that leeway to do it after they take care of whatever, you know, has happened while they were gone.
Absolutely. No. Well, everybody has that. I mean, when they get back, they have that issue too. But this is something. But and you know, you don't have to go off to an event like you did and like I've gone to recently, and collect a bunch of cars to fall into this trap, do you? I mean, it could be one person you met, you know, while you were having lunch the other day or something.
Absolutely.
The key is to follow up. You got to do something, right?
And it's more difficult, though. The larger the pile gets, the more ominous it seems. And I think this is something people imagine more than the reality, that, oh, my God, this is going to take forever, and how am I going to find the time to do it?
Right.
And I think, you know, obviously we can put some systems in place, and most people do have systems in place where, okay, this just send, you know, the packet to these people and send an email to these people and put these people on the email list, which is fine. But I really feel like, especially with, I mean, I always take, you know, the top 25, however many there are, people that I made the best connection with that I want to make sure those are my priority and do something personal that is based on the conversation that we had or something they expressed interest in that I would have made a note on the back. And that's the part that takes time.
Right.
But it's so important.
Well, what I get intimidated about is you know, I really feel like I need to write a personal handwritten note.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have a great handwriting. Plus, I'm impatient when I write. And so the longer I write, the worse my handwriting gets. And I've been typing so long that you know, I get cramps in my hand. And so after a while, it just becomes like, you know, laborious.
You know, there is a tool out there that I have never used, but a lot of people I know use it, called Send Out Cards.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Andrea Nuremberg, our friend, I think you may know Andrea. She does that all the time.
Yeah. I mean, that's the solution for that, you know, especially if you don't have good handwriting.
Yeah, she would be mad at me because if I said what I just got through saying, and she'd be saying, I've told you about this before, Jim. you know, one of the things I think is important to think about with regard to following up, maybe to motivate people a little bit, Elise, and see what you think about this. You never know, and I said this before you got here, you never know where a contact will lead. If you stay connected, you never know how it will influence your life. Notice I didn't say how it will benefit you. You never know how it will influence your life. Maybe staying connected with that person will allow you to help somebody else that could influence your life.
Mm-hmm.
Not you benefit, but you could help somebody else.
Absolutely.
And you never know how that kind of a connection will turn out in your life if you pursue it enough to give it a chance. What do you think?
I absolutely agree. In the networking talk that I give, the last slide says follow up or die, meaning not that you die, it's a little dramatic, not that you die, but that all the time and effort you've just invested in connecting with someone new dies if you don't follow up.
Yeah, absolutely.
Whether you benefit or they benefit, or as you said, you know, you really do never know where something will lead. I mean, we've known each other for many, many years, and who knew we would have been here today if we hadn't stayed in touch.
Somebody, I don't know, we bumped into, you sent us your book or something, and we followed up on it and just stayed in touch. Of course, I mean, you know, the charm of the two of us together is so compelling. I mean, what could have kept us apart, right, Elise?
That's right.
That wasn't supposed to be funny. What's your website, Elise? Give it to us.
It's www.marketing-mentor.com.
Check it out, folks. The new book is called?
The Creative Professional's Guide to Money.
The Creative Professional's Guide to Money. Check it out. It's available wherever books are sold. That's just one of her many books, folks. She's written a bunch of them. Quick break. Stay with us. 20 after. Elise Benin is our guest. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'm your host.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.